Welcome to all who have no church home, need strength, have doubts, or do not believe. Welcome to visitors and to old friends. Welcome to grandparents, to mothers, fathers, and single people. Welcome to people of all colors, cultures, abilities, and sexual orientations. To old and young, to believers and questioners, and welcome to questioning believers. May we all find peace and uplift in our worship together. Good morning. Welcome to First Congregational Church of Natick. I'm Reverend Cindy Worthington Berry, and no matter who you are or where you are on the journey, you are welcome here. Whether you are with us on site or online, live or later, we are so glad to be connected. For more information about life at FCC Natick, please visit our website where you can get lots more information about the church and where you can sign up for the link, our weekly email newsletter. And if you are with us for the first time today, welcome. We are an open and affirming congregation, fully welcoming people of all sexual orientations, gender identities, and gender expressions. Children of all ages are welcome in this community in whatever way is meaningful for you. We have the playground down front. We've got lovingly staffed nursery care and Sunday school after the word for all ages. If you are a regular here, you are missing paper. We have no bulletin today. We are saving trees and a little bit of time in a busy week. So we invite you to follow along on the slides and we'll just walk you through everything. Today, we share our gratitude with our music director, Tom Foster, on his last day with us. We will mark this in worship, and we'll continue in coffee hour for those who are in person. And then after, in coffee hour, after we've celebrated Tom, the finance team is holding an info session on the budget in the chat room right off the vestry. Next week is our, is it really next week already, is our annual meeting. The reports are in the vestry and will shortly be on the website. Jenna, come on down. Our congregation has a relationship with Santa Maria Ceja, a village in Guatemala. One of the delegates going to visit in February is Jenna, and she has an announcement to share.
Okay. So this February, a number of us will be heading down to Guatemala with the Partners for Guatemala Education. This organization works to support education in an indigenous Mayan community called Santa Maria Ceja. So their new school year begins in January, so we'll be collecting school supplies. There will be a bin down in the on the stage in the vestry. We're collecting erasers, markers, pens, pencils, and paintbrushes. Oh, look at this bin. It's so beautiful. We will be collecting supplies until February 9th, because we will be leaving on the 11th. So, support.
Thank you, Jenna. We're also in the midst of our annual competition to gather contributions for the local food pantry. Oops, I forgot the polar bear. Let's hear how this year's Super Bowl is going so far.
Well, we're at halftime of the Super Bowl, and it's been a very dispiriting half for the Penguins. They are losing 336 items to 81 items.
Blaine, why are you wearing a bag over your head? Are you ashamed of your team?
Well, Cindy.
No, I'm over here.
Oh. yeah. Well, Cindy, no. Well, I mean, yeah, okay. But there's another reason. There's another reason why I'm wearing a bag, because on February 9th, which is the final.
I just want to tell you, Lane.
What?
It's a friendly competition.
Okay.
The only winners are the families who use the food pantry at a place to turn. We won't talk about who the losers are, but those are the only winners. So there's no need to feel ashamed or wear a bag over your head for that reason.
Thank you. Thanks for reminding me again. But there's another reason for bags.
What is it?
We didn't practice, in case you can't tell. On February 9th, I think I got the rest of this now. On February 9th, Rebecca Gallo, who's the executive director of A Place to Turn, is going to be here to present the Progresso Campbell Trophy to either the Penguins, who live south of 135, or the polar bears, who live north of 135, the winner. And also, the other thing that a Place to Turn really needs are paper bags.
Oh, for that's all what the paper bags
yes,
for.
Yes, so we're asking folks over the next 2 weeks, the second half of the Super Bowl, to bring paper bags, and we'll put them right next to the Guatemala basket, right? So you can just lay them there, and then when Rebecca's here on the 9th, she will present the trophy, and we'll give her a bunch of paper bags. So if you're north of the
equator,
135, then you're a polar bear, and if you're south, you're a penguin. Let's go, Penguins! And you can go to the FCCNatick.org Super Bowl 2025, and buy different products there.
Thank you, Lane.
Okay.
Well done. As Declan and Beth prepare us to light the Christ candle this morning, I invite you to settle your mind, body, and spirit, deepening your breath, relaxing your shoulders, even letting your face smile.
You're good. All right. Can you hold this for me? Once there was someone who said such amazing things and did such wonderful things that people began to follow him, but they simply didn't know who he was. And so they simply had to ask him, and once he answered,
am the light. We welcome the light.
The light that was once in one place at one time is now in all places and at all times.
You have to share, Mom.
We welcome the light.
Good morning, I'm Gail. And let me just say, I'm a penguin. Penguins, let's go here. We gotta get going, gotta get going. Please join us in the call to worship, and your response is, we are the body of God in the world. Beloved, breathing in and breathing out, we are the body of God in the world. Walking, rolling, crawling, running, we are the body of God in the world. Laughing, listening, crying, caring. We are the body of God in the world. Praying, marching, working, giving. We are the body of God in the world. One body with many beautiful parts. Body, God in the world. Amen. Our opening hymn is by Ruth Duck, an ordained UCC minister and prolific hymn writer. She died last month. This hymn, called Sacred the Body, speaks not only to today's scripture, but to the struggles of today's world. The words are on the screen, and you are invited to rise in body or spirit. Our centering prayer this morning is by Reverend Gretchen Haley, and her words invite us to feel the way in which we are connected. And so, in this room, or at home, with others, or alone, as we begin in silence, stretch your senses to feel all that binds us together. Let us pray. For this one moment, know only that you are loved, that you are safe and whole and loved. Know that you belong here, here among us, here upon this earth, in your body, however tired or broken your heart may be, whatever fear, disappointment, anger you carry, for this hour, know that you are not alone. Feel the presence of others surrounding you, breathing beside you and with you, discovering together the way our voices rise and fall together. In harmony, in hope, claim here a resilient freedom, the choice for love, for light, to live with joy and gratitude and praise as a form of resistance, as we saw demonstrated in the life and the death and the life again of the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our God, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. It is said that human beings need connection just as much as they need food, water, and even air. So our gathering together in one form or another is a life-giving practice, not a luxury, but a need. This morning, as we greet each other with God's peace, we are giving and receiving what we need to survive, connection to each other and to God. And in this flu season, we'll avoid hugs and handshakes while still knowing that we are connected. And then we will sing our song of celebration. God's peace be with you.
Thank you.
Our lectionary scripture reading this morning is from one of Paul's letters to the church in Corinth. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 31, excerpted for length. Paul started the church in the Greek town of Corinth, and he continued to encourage and advise them, most often through writing them letters. And that church needed lots of encouragement, as it was often going through lots of conflict. The people in the Corinth church were trying to figure out the best way to be followers of the risen Jesus, what to eat, how to live, whether to get married. Generally speaking, Paul's message to them again and again was that their care for and connection with each other was more important than any debate that they were having on church structure and rules. In this morning's passage, Paul is comparing them to a body that has many different parts, but that each part is important. Paul wants them to know that they are all connected and that they all need each other. Hear these words from Paul's letter. "For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, and so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but many. If the foot were to say, 'Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body,' that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear were to say, 'Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body,' that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? And if the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them, as God chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, 'I have no need of you,' nor again the head to the feet, 'I have no need of you.' If one member suffers, all suffer together. All suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it." These are our sacred stories, and may we have the vision and the wisdom to live them. Amen.
Instead of me talking about the body and community, we are going to see it in action this morning. Today, we welcome Tradiciones Unidas, a Latin American dance group made up of elementary students from Acton and Boxborough. They showcase dances from Mexico, Colombia, Venezuela, Puerto Rico, and Peru. My dear friend, Natalia Castillo, who began the group, brings together families with Latin American members seeking to maintain and share their traditions, dance, music, art, and food. Then they share that with the broader community to help all of us celebrate the richness of Latin America. I'm so grateful to have them with us today. Welcome.
fondo me traes a mi negra, que la quiero ver a ti, con su rebozo de seda, que le traje de Tepí. Cuando me traes a mi negra, que la quiero ver a ti, con su rebozo de seda, que le traje de Tepí.
Thank you. We will get to see them dance once more during the offertory, but for now, our children are welcome to head off to Sunday school with our blessing.
Service to our congregation. Tom was originally hired to be our organist and pianist. When our choir director, Sue, unfortunately became ill, Tom stepped into the role of director as well. Those of you who sit in the back of the church may not be able to see this clearly, but directing the choir while also playing the piano or the organ requires tremendous coordination as well as musical skill. Of course, hands and feet must be used to play the instrument, but a hand is needed to turn the pages of the music, a hand is needed to direct the choir, and when Tom doesn't have enough hands to do all that, he uses his head and facial gestures to keep us, the choir, on track. If I tried to do this, I think I would end up in a giant tangled knot on the floor. But Tom makes it look easy. In addition to his regular duties of playing on Sunday mornings and directing the choir, Tom has made many other contributions to our community. He stepped up to provide music during the pandemic lockdown. Looked pretty seamless to me watching from home, but I'm sure there were many hoops that Tom and the tech team had to go through to make it work. He's helped organize concerts, worked with the young people of the church to create music in our amazing Christmas pageants, arranged for silent movie nights, taught Tai Chi after church. He's done this all with skill and grace and with tremendous kindness. This last one is really personally important to me. I came to the choir with very minimal musical training, and Tom has been so willing and able to help me learn and without ever making me feel as if I had asked a stupid question. So Tom, if you would come forward, we have a gift for you. To allow Tom to enjoy the work of other musicians, we have a gift certificate from Arts Boston, which will, I had never encountered this before. This is a fantastic thing. This is like getting a gift certificate to any store in the mall, except it's all arts instead of stores. So he can pick from many venues, many different opportunities, and it's good for 7 years. So in that time, I'm sure you can find something something really that will resonate. So thank you so much, Tom. Gail has written a song in honor of the occasion that the choir will sing. I just want to say, Cindy mentioned this, but we will go down to the vestry and have cake and further celebrations. So please join us and invite the choir to come forward so that we may...
I just think we need to have streamers every Sunday now, right? Don't we? All right, we're just going to leave the rest of them there. Nobody trip. I don't really know when my right foot wandered off. I think I was a teenager. At least that's when I got so clumsy my coworkers started calling me Grace. They didn't mean it. But more importantly, I don't know why my right foot wandered off. Did I stub that big right toe one time too many? Or choose shoes that fit my smaller left foot rather than the right? Maybe my right foot was feeling neglected. Maybe my left foot was extra achy and got more attention. Or maybe when people said, put your best foot forward, I thought of my left foot every time. But for whatever reason, my right foot left, and another left foot stepped in, and I've had two left feet ever since. No way could I dance with our young guests here. You might notice I have a hard time walking up the steps to the dais sometimes, no matter how many there are. And buying shoes is a nightmare. I have to find two pairs in my size, and then the rights just languish in my closet. But here's the worst part. With two left feet, I can't walk in a straight line. I'm always curving to the right, missing out on anything happening on the left side of the world. What I see, where I go, who I meet, all that is changed since my right foot left. Now, of course, I have a right foot. And there are people who live with no right feet or no feet at all, and they dance and move and explore the world just fine. But when I read Paul's letter about how we are the body of Christ and how that body needs all the different parts, he gets me thinking about what it would be like if one of those parts was missing. Not just missing from this church, but from our community, from our world. For many of us, or those we love, it was a hard week. While Paul wrote a letter about how we are all connected, the powers that be wrote speeches and orders announcing some of us don't belong. Paul declared that we need each other, but the powers that be announced that we don't need the migrants who make up over 25% of the U.S. workforce in construction and agriculture. Paul declared that the body needs diversity to survive, but the powers that be don't want Muslim students studying in the U.S. Paul declared that if one of us suffers, we all do, but the powers that be increased the suffering experienced by queer kids. Never mind losing a right foot, the powers that be seem ready to tear the body to pieces. And our job here got a little bit harder. I'm not talking about how dangerous it now seems to be a middle-aged female preacher. Schools, hospitals, and religious communities are no longer sensitive locations. Immigration and Customs Enforcement can legally come into this sanctuary if they have the appropriate warrant. For some of us, our sanctuary is now a little less safe. But here's the thing. The powers that be can write all the executive orders they want. It doesn't change the body of Christ. It doesn't change the way we are all connected. It doesn't change how we need each other. It doesn't change the way we belong to each other. When a black man finds an anonymous note on his desk saying he'll be fired now that DEI is over, I feel his stress. When a trans person is told they have to use their dead name on their license, you feel that pain. When a mom has to decide whether to leave her kids with her neighbors or take them with her when she is deported, we feel that terror. Now, it's true, we can ignore that connection. We can lose our awareness of our oneness the way I lost my right foot. And it would be understandable. Who wants to hold all that agony if we don't have to? But our oneness is also what helps us bear it. Our connectedness gives us the capacity to hold the pain. Our place in the body of Christ makes it possible because we know we need all the parts of the body. And it is that same place in the body of Christ that will save us from the powers that be. It is our very connectedness to each other and the living God that will give us strength and guidance in this time. Not because we are all the same, doing things the same way, but because of our variety, our different gifts, approaches, and passions. So let's think it through. What is the body of Christ going to need in this time? We can turn on the ambient noise, and Mark, you can come forward and help me. We want to make sure the folks at home or watching later can hear the body of Christ together. Folks at home, I need you to participate in being the body of Christ right now. Well, we're going to need hands as part of the body of Christ, right? Hands to write checks and letters, hands to pray. Is anyone willing to be the hands of Christ? Let's clap. Mark's the lead clapping. Oh, they all want to be the hands. But you can't all be hands. You can't all be hands. Is anyone? We're going to need mouths. Is anybody?
brings the body of Christ. Amen. Just have Tom keep playing the piano for our prayer today. As a faith community, we know the power of connecting our hearts with God's presence. So during this time, we share our joys and concerns in prayer. Folks in the room, you'll be invited to share yours aloud, and all are welcome to email prayers to prayers@fccnatick.org. And we hold in prayer everyone on the prayer list in the bulletin. We begin with our joys. What joys do you bring to this place today? We're celebrating the joy of love in our hearts. Amen. Pam. Gratitude for and just. And what was the word you used? I already forgot the, okay. Gratitude for the words of Reverend Buddy and prayers for her strength. Her address was in this Friday's link. I encourage you to send her a note. Jeanette. Gratitude for our dancers this morning and all they are working to embody in the world. Who'd I miss? Oh, Declan. So Declan hit a lot of my wishes in there. So I, like, Tom, we can't even see you. Where is Tom right now? There he is, okay. Gratitude for Tom, but also, Tom, see, everybody wants you to come back and visit, so we'll hope for that as well. What else, did I miss other joys? Who did I miss? Sorry, Linda. So glad that Lorraine is home after a long journey and feeling fantastic. Linda. Amen. So folks at home, there's no way I can repeat that poem, but Linda will send it to me and we will get it in the link this week. Thank you, Linda. June, do you have any joys up there? I promise I will. You're good? Okay. Who else did I miss? Dave. Not a little thing. So Ned is going, someone is going to be so lucky to have after-school care with Ned next year. We celebrate the joy that they get to spend time with Ned. Thanks, Dave. Janet. Celebrating Kate's birthday. Oh, 21! Janet is the mother of a 21-year-old. We celebrate Kate's birthday. Marge. It is so good to have joys from Marge. So Marge's brother, Chuck, who has been struggling with health issues for so long, is now up and walking well. And Kelsey, who has welcomed her new baby to the world. The baby's home from the NICU. Kelsey is doing well. We celebrate with you, Marge. Thanks. Doug. Yesterday was the 51st anniversary of Sarah and Doug's first date when they were three. Happy anniversary. Okay, did I miss any? What concerns do you bring to this place today? Doctors. We are holding in our prayers Pedro, a member of the community of Santa Maria Ceja, who is being persecuted when his job aligned him in a place where something was stolen, where an ambulance was stolen, and because of bias, he is being blamed for it. We hold Pedro, his family, the community of Santa Maria Ceja, as well as all those who are involved in our prayers, and gratitude that there has been some action people can take in writing these letters of support. The trial is on February 4th. We'll stay tuned to what comes next. Thanks, Jeff. Yeah. Oh, lifting up the animals who have been impacted by bird flu, not just birds, but so many other animals as well, and then all the anxiety that's happening around animals with this. Thank you for lifting up our creatures. Yeah. Randy.
For the 11 inspector generals who were fired without cause by the government this week, there are defense of corruption.
Randy is lifting up prayer for the 11 inspector generals who were fired this week for no cause. We pray for our country. Thanks, Randy. There were more hands. Dee Dee. Yes. Yes. Dee Dee is lifting up. So we talked already about how the sensitive places are no longer protected. That includes schools. So Dee Dee, as a teacher, is thinking about what so many teachers and school administrators are dealing with, and parents who are now afraid to bring their kids to school. With this, fear is being weaponized. So even the fear of this happening is having a very significant impact on communities. We have a lot of work to do as we figure out how to stand together and take care of each other and to take care of our teachers who are trying to figure out how to teach in the midst of this. Oh, good. Dee Dee is lifting up how there is also lots of work being done by school systems to, within the law, figure out how to guide teachers and administrators in protecting families within the law. Thanks, Dee Dee. Yeah, good morning. I think this is a story we should have time to hear, and yeah. We hold Garrett's spirit and his presence with you in our prayers and recognize his presence in this place and time. Thank you. Thank you. Other concerns. I have a few on my list today. We're holding in our prayers Janet. This is Grace Van Tassel's daughter. She's dealing with a hip and knee injury, so prayers for healing. My Uncle Wayne died this past week. This is my mom's youngest brother. He died suddenly. Awesome man that my whole family is mourning right now. Lois, Pam's mom, has fallen again. So prayers for Lois and for Pam, for stability in all sorts of ways, and for healing. June, do you have more concerns up there? June doesn't have any. Pam. Pam has two big events coming up this week, right?
Yeah.
One of them's her birthday. The other one is surgery. Prayers for both, especially for healing on Tuesday. Thanks, Pam. Let us come together in prayer. Let us pray. God, who is in every place at every time, be in this place and in this time. Hold us together as one body. Help us to find ways to move through the world, bringing justice, compassion, and love. And when the times are hard, when we are struggling, help us feel our connection to each other. May we hold each other up and lead each other on. Amen. Chocolate, but there is cake today. Okay, while we take the offering today, Tradiciones Unidas will perform for us once more. It is very special for me that they are here today. In February 2021, there was an apartment building fire in Boxborough, Mass., where I was pastor. Thankfully, no one was hurt, but 24 families lost their homes. In a small town with few supports and only one religious community, I ended up, with lots of help, organizing the support of the families. In the process, I met people who left an imprint on my soul. One of those people is Natalia, the founder of Tradiciones Unidas. Her family of four lost almost everything in the fire. Natalia was a force, as she found her family new housing to get her daughter settled as fast as possible. Then the force continued as she helped hunt down housing for her former neighbors. As memories of the fire faded, Natalia thought about all the people who had helped her family and wondered how she could help pay it forward. She began thinking about Latin American families in the area and how their children were growing up only hearing negative things about their countries of origin. So she began inviting families together for food and fellowship and sharing ways to celebrate their tradition, including through dance. The dance group was just getting started as I left Boxborough, so Natalia promised to come visit me in Natick. You're welcome. As we participate in the spiritual discipline of the offering, may we do so with gratitude for the gifts we have received from people who have chosen to make the United States their home.
Se vuelva a parar,
toma.
Que se pare dos veces,
toma, toma.
Que se pare tres veces,
toma, toma, toma.
Que se pare cuatro veces,
toma, toma, toma.
Que se pare cinco veces. Se vuelva a parar,
toma.
Que se pare dos veces,
toma, toma.
Que se pare tres veces,
toma.
Que se pare cuatro veces. Que se pare cinco veces. Que se pare dos veces,
toma, toma.
Que se pare tres veces,
toma, toma, toma.
Que se pare cuatro veces,
toma, 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 toma.
¿Les gustó? Pues que se pare siete veces.
These gifts, and especially the people who need the work they will help create. Amen. Our closing hymn is Won't You Let Me Be Your Servant, 374 in the hymnal and on the screen.
Thank you.
be seated. I know we've gone a little long, and if you need to go, please feel free, but I want to be able to listen to Tom's last postlude with us, so I'm at least going to sit and hear it. Okay. Hear these words by the Right Reverend Mary Ann Buddy, the Episcopal Bishop of Washington. This was the conclusion of her sermon at the National Cathedral earlier this week. May God grant us the strength and courage to honor the dignity of every human being, to speak the truth to one another in love, and walk humbly with each other and our God, for the good of all people, the good of all people in this nation and the world. Go in peace. Amen.